Before I say goodbye to you, I want you to applaud with me our excellent accompanist, Gwendolyn Williams. You see, dear Gwen, it is not necessary to say something. We all said with our applause and with loving glance how much we appreciate you. I appreciate you as an accompanist and as a very charming friend. This is always for me a very sad day to say goodbye. Just at a moment when I would like very much to relax a little bit and say, now we can start to go into the details of interpretation. 8 weeks are so very short. But in these 8 weeks, we have learned to know each other. You have confidence in me, I hope at least you have. You have lost your inattention, your very understandable but unnecessary nervousness. And we could settle down now to go into the real art of interpretation. But now it's over. And as I said yesterday in concert class, we have to have an all year around school, otherwise we will not achieve what is our real goal, to achieve perfection, as much as perfection is possible. I hope and pray that you have understood me well enough to develop now and to make your own what I have tried to teach you. Your voice, your vocal technical abilities is the soil into which I put the seed of deeper understanding. Your talent now has to be the gardener who knows to tend the plant, makes it grow and become beautiful. I hope that you will understand that and that it will be a steady flame in your heart. I told you that I grew up in a very small town in Germany. There was one day which was all important to us. That was the birthday of our emperor. It was the only day on which my very sober father got a little intoxicated because he had to drink the whole day to the health of His Majesty the Emperor. In the evening, we went to the fireworks. And I remember how I envied and admired the men who could throw the spark into the fire and give us a marvelous spectacle for a short time. But there was also another man whom I liked very much, very miraculous and alluring. He went every evening with a long stick on the street from lantern to lantern. He touched the lantern, and a warm, steady glow started to burn. I was torn between two desires: to be the man who kindles the spark for the fireworks, or the lantern man. I think this childish dream has come true, and I am both. My imagination enjoys the thought that I was able to kindle a spark in your soul. But I really prefer to be the lantern man. And may the flame in your heart and in your mind glow longer than fireworks do. Thank you and goodbye.